Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Baer, longtime Brain Trust member, president and founder of Convince and Convert. To put a .com on the end of that, you'll find his website and his place online there. The podcast and the new books, the books are all there, folks, including the new one, Talk Triggers, Utility, that's another one, and podcasts. You got some new podcasts you've been working on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I've got a show called Social Pros, which I've been doing for 9 years, which is all about social media, primarily for larger companies. And then I have a new show called The Talk Triggers Show. It comes out every Tuesday, and it's both a video on YouTube and a podcast. And each week is a case study. It's just 6 minutes long, so very short episodes. 6 minute case study of a company, typically small businesses that are doing amazing things with word of mouth, using their customers right to grow their business.
Well, and I love the way you're focusing on word of mouth now. This is so important that, you know, and the reason I like it, Jay, is as my audience knows, this year I've been focusing on fundamentals, you know, yep. And I've been a lot of programming, a lot of writing on fundamentals. I've been trying to help especially millennials understand that just because it's older, and they don't like old things, but just because it's older, doesn't a fundamental that's older, it doesn't mean that it's irrelevant to you. It just means it's fundamental. You can't think of it as old. You've got to think of it as fundamental. And word of mouth is a fundamental, isn't it?
It is the ultimate fundamental. I mean, Jim, we got to realize that for a long time, word of mouth was the only marketing there was, right?
That was Madison Avenue 10,000 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, you know, and then I guess somebody, like, drew a picture in a cave, and that became, like, outdoor advertising. But for a long time, it was word of mouth was all we had.
That's right. I think they discovered recently that the Alsace cave drawings were actually an ad for a new product a caveman had. So talk to us about the future of social media. I mean, I asked the question earlier. I want you to expand on a little bit. Are the social media platforms, especially Facebook, are they getting too cute by half in the way that they keep trying to define and refine and focus and drive earnings? Are they getting to the point where they're going to implode and under their own weight of ridiculous algorithms, but because they lost sight of what their users really need from them?
I don't know that I would characterize it as too cute. I think they have an enormous technical and cultural challenge, which is if you are the daily newspaper for a couple billion people in a very contentious time in the history of the world, that presents a number of challenges, and we've seen that play out. What has happened as a practical matter is that Facebook is not as quote-unquote fun as it used to be. It's a lot of negativity now, and I think your listeners probably have experienced that firsthand. And so what we're seeing is actually some defections from Facebook, especially among young people.
Well, they've also got their own they've got their own ethical issues right now.
Of course.
That come from being
no
founded and run by people who really aren't grounded in ethics.
Yeah, and a lot of people have turned away from Facebook on that front as well. But 15 million young Americans have stopped using Facebook in the last year, and you know that they're just not growing anymore. And so what they're doing, and they rolled this out about a month ago, this announcement, is they're going to put a lot of time and resources into sort of changing the trajectory of the company away from what we consider to be Facebook now, which is actually a product called News Feed. So when you go to Facebook and you see the stuff, they call that News Feed. They're going to try and move away from News Feed and move toward more of a messaging-style approach to communication, featuring Facebook Messenger, which is their messaging app that you may be familiar with, and WhatsApp, which is a huge piece of software that they also own, and try to move away from this idea of broadcasting and sort of move back toward what social media was supposed to be, which was conversations amongst a few friends as opposed to conversations amongst everybody in the world. Now, that is a
They're recognizing my
absolutely
the position I took earlier. that they are in danger of basically collapsing under their own algorithmic weight.
Yes, and they just realize that people are starting to turn away from their core product. And obviously, given the fact that they're selling about $1 billion a day worth of advertising, that's a problem. So they are going to fundamentally, over the next 2 years, change what they emphasize. And the other part of this is demographically, younger people, millennials and Gen Z, actually prefer what we call a phone book style approach to social media, which is
wow.
You communicate with people that you actually know, that you might have, as opposed to you put something out there and everybody in the world could comment on it or like it. They prefer that more intimate relationship.
Right.
So if you, they're going to start
imagine
to
that.
Move
imagine
that.
That. Come on, talk about fundamentals, Jay.
Yeah,
right?
I know. I've been doing this a long time, not as long as you, but I've been in online marketing since 1993, since domain names were free. I don't know if I ever told you
before domain names.
My partners and I. Yeah, we sold my partners and I Budweiser.com, that domain name, to Anheuser-Busch for 50 cases of beer. 50
wow.
cases of beer. That's how long I've been doing this. And the one thing I've discovered is that everything old is new again, right? It's
yeah,
all
exactly.
a circle.
That's a good point. The fundamentals are the fundamentals that folks and millennials, you know, be sure to pay attention to what Jay just said. Hey, Jay, I need the website one more time, please.
ConvinceAndConvert.com. More than 5,000 free articles for business owners and managers. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of podcasts. You can lose yourself for days. You'll learn a lot.
Check it out. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Jay, good job. Come back soon.
You bet.
We love having you on the show. Jay Baer. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingham. Here's Steve Miller to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.